Good afternoon, everybody, on VI Talk. This is Kay at Kitty underscore Cat 84, just contributing to Michael's discussion about radio. I listen to mainly internet radio stations these days. I stopped listening to mainstream radio stations quite a long while ago because, for me, I found more variety on listening to internet radio stations than I did on mainstream. I listen to global network mainstream stations in the UK, such as Heart and things like that, and for me they just literally play the same songs over and over again. Same song, different order, different show, the presenters all sounded the same, and for me it got quite boring very fast. So mainly now I listen to internet radio. I found much more variety, a lot more variety in terms of presenters and that kind of stuff. Stations I listen to. I listen to and broadcast on a station called Treehouse Radio, and the website for that is www.treehouseradio.com. I do my own show on there called Kitten Corner, which can be heard every Thursday from 4 till 7 p.m. in the UK. Our station is a variety station. You've got lots of different presenters, you've got lots of different shows, you've got your country shows, you've got your general variety shows, you've got your love song kind of shows as well. There's a show on there called The Perfect Year, which where the presenter plays songs from one particular year. And he has things like a lyric quiz and reverse it and things like that on the show as well. We have our very own app. If you have an iPhone, you can go into the App Store and search for Treehouse Radio, and you'll see Treehouse Radio Darren Hartland, and you can get the app that way. Also, another brilliant app I use is TuneIn Radio. I found quite a wide variety of stations on there. Some BBC, like most of the BBC stations are on there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Live, which I listen to quite a bit, purely at night when I go to bed. I often stick my iPhone in the dock and listen to 5 Live. I don't have a Sonata. I was thinking about getting one, but then someone said to me, if you have an iPhone, then you don't really need a Sonata. But if there are any advantages to having one, then please someone let me know. I'd be grateful to hear about any. I also listen to another station called The Phoenix 1208 sometimes. I don't listen to that very often, but sometimes I'll tune in if a friend is doing a show that I quite like, then I'll drop in and give that a bit of a listen. Ultimate Radio Experience, that's another internet radio station that is being launched on the 2nd of May. I've listened to a few test shows on there, so that's another good one to check out if you are looking for anything new to listen to in terms of radio. Hope this has been of some help, and I'll be back with more very soon. Bye!